We want to continue now with our whistle stop tour of some of the big battlegrounds around the country. Sheila, you're a former editor of the Longford mm-hmm. Leader, living in Cavan now.
Yes.
So we're expecting some top grade intel for these two intriguing constituencies, I think people will agree. Let's start with Cavan Monaghan. There is an extra seat up for grabs there.
Yeah, and that's what makes it a very interesting constituency this time around. Obviously, the sitting TDs are Heather Humphreys, Caoimhín O'Quailean, Brendan Smith and Niamh Smith. It's, as you say, going to a five-seater now. Caoimhín is stepping down, as we know, so that opens up that seat there, and then there's going to be an additional seat. It's certainly going to be a battle royale, there's no doubt about it. Fine Gael would see that they should have a great opportunity to take one, and maybe the last time it was a five-seater, they actually had three seats in Cavan Monaghan, but I would say that would be the best day of any week that would ever happen. Fianna Fáil, they have two sitting TDs, Brendan Smith, former minister. He had a pretty disastrous outing in the Europeans last year, but him and Niamh Smith are there in the running for that. And then Matt Carthy has come back.
After that disastrous outing, is he considered safe? Because he would always have been considered.
He's considered pretty safe, yeah. They also have another very good candidate on the ticket there as well, Senator Robbie Gallagher from Monaghan. He would have a fairly high enough profile there too. But the arrival, as widely anticipated, of Matt Carthy back there, you know, I mean, Sinn Féin are definitely going to keep that seat, and they would be hoping that they would be the ones that will capitalise and gain a second seat there, that they get Pauline Tully in. She's running a cabin for the party.
Who is, of course, people will know as the ex-wife of
Piers McCauley.
So, if you were to call it...
Yeah,
you're
getting lynched.
You do have to go home.
I do appreciate that.
I'd say, to be honest, I don't know what's going to happen with that last seat. To be fair, I think definitely two Fianna Fáil. Fine Gael have kind of, you know, Heather Humphreys is going to top that poll. But Fine Gael have weak candidates behind her, like in that they wouldn't have a huge profile. T.P. O'Reilly is a member of a well-known business family in the Virginia area, but he just wouldn't have the name recognition yet, and neither does Sandra McIntyre. So they've a bit of a battle there. They left it too late to bring somebody in there. They had Joe Riley on the ticket, and then he changed out, and they left it too late. They only did that recently enough. So
it's between
Fine Gael and Sinn Féin, and potentially Robbie Gallagher from Fianna Fáil could sneak in there. You never just know, you know, with Monaghan.
That would be a big win.
Massive win.
Okay, Longford Westmeath. Oh, sorry, is there other candidates there that we should mention?
Yes, there are indeed.
Liam van der Spek.
There is Liam van der Spek. He's next on my list. Do you see? Liam van der Spek from the Labour Party. He ran in the County Council the County Council elections last year. Tate Donnelly, the Green Party. He's a Trinity student. He just declared this week. Another really interesting one in this constituency is Sarah O'Reilly, who's running for Aintu. And she actually got a massive vote in the local elections last time around. She's ex-Fianna Fáil, Jean Poole, but she got 1,700 votes, first preferences. And she comes from Niamh Smith's area, and she could potentially be a real fly in the ointment candidate there. You never know what kind of trouble she could cause, and God, on a good day, could sneak in there too, to be honest. Jonathan Rainey is an independent who's declared this week. He's a former Fine Gael County Councillor from Dublin as well, so...
Okay, and we mentioned Emmett Smith from People for Profit.
I don't know if he has 100% declared yet.
Okay. Okay, Longford Westmeath then. And of course, Longford famously is it the only county in the whole country that doesn't have
it
a TD? Much
to the consternation of Longford people, as you can imagine. We currently have in the constituency Robert Troy, Fianna Fáil, Kevin Boxer-Moran, Peter Burke, Fine Gael, and Willie Penrose for Labour. And Willie is standing down this time around. When it was Longford Roscommon, people used to say votes don't swim over the Shannon, you know, and that used to be the case when it was Longford Westmeath as well. They stuck very much to the county. Last time around, we saw a third of the votes from Longford going up the N4, if you like, and that elected those four Westmeath candidates. So now, this is why this time around there's a real determination in Longford, and certainly you can imagine that's what the Longford candidates are pushing hard for, is for a Longford win there, a Longford seat, if you like. And you've got two real kind of heavy hitters there up against each other. You have Micheál Carrigy from Fine Gael. He's a councillor with over 10 years' experience. Needless to say, he was front and centre today when the Taoiseach was round town. And you also have Joe Flaherty for Fianna Fáil. He's a county councillor there. And he's also a colleague of mine in Iconic News. He's a regional director in the group and a former editor of the Longford Leader.
But are we saying obviously the sitting.
I would say you'll have Kevin Boxer Moore freshly decoupled from the Independent Alliance.
Well, momentarily decoupled.
The Alliance abandoned.
So Boxer Moore is there. Robert Troy,
Peter Burke.
And then it's Willie Penrose's seat.
Penrose's seat for definite. And you'll have the two Longford candidates, or the Longford candidates, battling that out there. And I'm sure Gabrielle McFadden would not want to be left out of there. You know, like, she's a former TD. She got Nicky McFadden, her late sister's seat there. You know, and she lost it last time around. So she certainly will be in the running tour.
Okay, who else do we need to mention?
GAA legend Alan Mangan.
Yes. Next on my list. Former Westmeath GAA star. He won a Leinster Championship with them in 2004. He works in community and alcohol and drug service. So he's a fairly high profile there. Yeah, he's running for the Labour Party. You have Circa Clark for Sinn Féin, Louise Heaven for the Green Party, James Reynolds for the National Party. Anna Kavanagh is running as an independent. Tony Riley is an independent. Donald Jackson, an independent. Don Parker, Solidarity, People Before Profit. And there's rumours locally that Frank Kilbride, a former Fine Gael councillor, is going to throw his hat in the ring as an independent.
Will that put a bit of a fly in the ointment for anyone?
Potentially it could sting Micheál Carrigy a little bit, but I don't really think so.
Okay.
It's very interesting, I think, with Maureen O'Sullivan. I could be corrected here, but I think there's maybe 15 now retirements or whatever. So, I mean, it really shows it's going to be a very open field. I mean, there's going to be, no matter what happens, whatever the permutations are, there's going to be a lot of fresh faces in the next all.
There is. I think 18 was the figure I saw.
18.
That there was
18. I knew I was open to correction.
Now,
yeah, yeah, terrible number. So,
down.
Yeah. So it should be, you know, it'll be very interesting. There'll be just, you know, it'll be a completely different look on the next all, no matter, you know, what the permutations are.
Absolutely.